All right, so this is bad, guys. This is really, really bad. Diddy might want to start hauling out oil drums, putting his cash in them, and burying them at his grandfather's farm, because he's about to go to jail for a very long time with a bombshell audio recording that exposes everything, including Jennifer Lopez. So don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Rodney, Little Rod Jones Jr., has recently made some startling claims against Sean Diddy Combs in a sworn declaration to the court, which is very serious because it opens Little Rod up to perjury if he is lying. But here's the thing, Little Rod can back up all his claims with an audio recording because, as we've learned, Little Rod was recording everything throughout the time he worked with Diddy as his record producer. So I don't know how Diddy is going to get out of this one. Little Rod, a former insider in the realm of Bad Boy Records, has presented the court with a recording allegedly featuring Combs boasting about, in detail, engaging in violent and illegal activities throughout his career. Both Cassie's and Little Rod lawsuits made the feds investigate Diddy criminally because of their allegations. So serious charges could rain down on Diddy within the coming months as feds back up these claims with solid evidence they seized from his mansions. And let me tell you guys, this audio recording sounds like the nail in the coffin. All the feds need is the proof, and this recording has set Diddy up perfectly to go to jail and could seriously end his life, because we all know how child predators are treated in jail. So as Suge Knight said, Diddy might want to drop the brother love nickname before he goes to the cage. According to Little Rod, who collaborated with Diddy on the Love album Off the Grid, Diddy is heard on the recording bragging about a range of illegal actions, including physical assault, tax evasion, and even the shooting of a woman. And that woman is from the Shine shooting, and she says she's willing to take the bullet fragments out of her face to prove that Diddy shot her. Remember, Jennifer Lopez was allegedly the gun mule, and Diddy and her made Shine take the fall to save both of their careers. Shine ended up being deported back to Belize and served 10 years in jail over the shooting. Little Rod said in his declaration, quote, "He shared how he would get things by force, adult acts from women and men, as well as the women of his enemies," end quote. To me, that statement has some credibility because, as we've learned, Diddy allegedly hired 50 Cent's baby mama, Daphne Joy, to get back at 50 Cent. Little Rod goes on to say that Diddy boasts on the recording a wide variety of criminal activities, from coercing individuals into record deals and adult acts to physically assaulting industry executives and evading taxes through offshore accounts. Quote, "Mr. Combs, or Diddy, bragged about the power he has and the fact he beat up record executive Steve Stout's A-word," end quote. Little Rod told the court. Among the accusations Little Rod made in his $30 million lawsuit against Diddy, he asserts that Diddy took pleasure in recounting his influence over celebrities and artists, particularly in manipulating circumstances to his favor. Quote, "Diddy bragged about departed attorney John Cochran's savvy legal skills and ability to pay off the witnesses through private investigators and other third parties," end quote, Little Rod claimed. So, the rapper, Shine, actually alleged that Diddy planted a witness in the court proceedings that accused Shine of firing the gun, which was the testimony that ended the up-and-coming rapper's career. So, Little Rod also claims Diddy admitted to involving Jennifer Lopez in potentially illegal activities and leveraging his position to have rapper Shine take the fall for that nightclub shooting in return for a record deal with Arista Records, courtesy of LA Reid's. Yeah, so you heard that right. Jennifer Lopez's career was allegedly built on the back of lies and destroying Shine's career in exchange for a record deal. But we already knew that J-Lo was sus when Natasha Ramos revealed that she was only paid $3,500 for literally singing most of the songs for J-Lo that earned her millions. So, Little Rod's lawsuit paints a picture of a man with considerable sway over the industry's legal and financial mechanics and claims that Diddy maintained control through investments in shell companies and the strategic movement of money to untraceable accounts overseas. So this is essentially how someone could get away with paying people for illegal activities by making the transactions anonymous through offshore accounts. But the feds are onto him. Quote, Mr. Combs, or Diddy, also informed me, Little Rod, that only poor people pay taxes, end quote, Little Rod claimed. So Diddy, in the meantime, has dismissed Little Rod's lawsuit as pure fiction through his lawyer, Sean Hawley, who criticized Little Rod and his lawyer, Tyrone Blackburn, for launching a lawsuit that was nothing more than a transparent attempt to garner headlines. I also think they called his lawsuit, oh, it's salacious. Like, they're just trying to create all these salacious rumors about me for attention. Well, here's the thing, Diddy. If you do salacious things, people are gonna call them out and their callouts are going to be salacious. It makes no sense. In addition to Little Rod's legal action, Diddy is being scrutinized by Homeland Security. The federal organization recently raided Diddy's mansions in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami over alleged ties to an ex-trafficking ring involving children, according to Little Rod's lawsuit. So this is crazy. And this is why people are calling Diddy the Epstein of the hip-hop industry. Diddy allegedly had cameras throughout his mansion that would record celebrities and royalty, like even sometimes people are saying Prince Harry. I'm not the one saying it. People are saying it. In compromising positions without their knowledge or consent, and then use it against them later for blackmail. Little Rod actually alleges that Diddy would use his son to lure underage girls to his mansions to partake in criminal activities. Yeah, so this thing is like a family affair, and Christian Combs is involved in his own lawsuit that accuses him basically of the same thing Diddy did against Cassie. So like father, like son, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. This is the entire Combs' family. But Diddy is not without his defenders. Jason Derulo went on record to defend Diddy.
I know that you've worked with Diddy, you know, and he's helped your career a lot. Do you feel like people should be giving him some grace? Or at least giving him the grace of, you know, saying, you know, he is innocent until proven guilty?
I believe in that. Believe in innocent before proven guilty, sure.
Do you feel like they're kind of, like, going too hard on him, maybe? I appreciate you. Thank you, Jason. Have a great day.
So I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of these celebrities are scared to speak out against Diddy because this guy, Diddy, has all the dirt on these people that could end their careers. So my head is always like wondering, like, what Diddy has on Jason? And what does Diddy have on Jay-Z, who's also been completely silent throughout this entire thing? I want to know, what do you guys think? I look forward to reading all your comments, and don't forget to subscribe by hitting my face right here.